around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, we've got one-third of 2025 already behind us on this Kentucky Derby Saturday. A big hello to all of you tuned in across the USA on our 600-plus weekly stations. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show, folks. It's just after 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It is May 3rd, 2025. And from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn, off we go once again. We're going to be talking everything and anything in the world of travel. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. Kentucky Derby Day.
Yes.
Exciting
Kentucky
day.
Derby Day. Exactly. You know, journalism, 3-1.
Mm-hmm.
That right now is the three-year-old colt. Will he win? We'll see. Rudy, I'm told you've escaped St. Paul. You're down there in Dallas, not at the Network Command Center. You're nearby. But how are all things for you traveling this week?
Well, it was sheets of rain when I landed in Dallas yesterday, and a lot of flights had been canceled. I got in just before the storm started, but it was a gray overcast. Pouring down rain day. Other than that,
Bobby,
you know, doubt.
I was going to say, Bobby did everything he could to welcome you there. No red carpet. He just gave you the gray, overcast sheets of rain.
I know.
Nice job,
scary.
Bobby.
That's what I do. We welcome people to town with sunshine one day, heat the next, tornadoes
snow.
The day after that.
Yeah. That's what you've got.
It's true.
It's gonna be. Listen, any favorite for either one of you for the Kentucky Derby coming up later today?
I like the horse Journalist, of course.
Yeah, I like journalism.
Well, journalism.
Yeah. I like journalism because you just mentioned it was the favorite, and I didn't know that before. So,
well Sandman.
Oh, I didn't know it was the favorite. Oh.
Yeah, no, journalism right now. Everyone's talking about Sandman and Sovereignty is also. Mary's ready to go.
So I got to take a closer look at the lineup, but there's a fun fact. You know, they do all these statistics. Mm-hmm. Did you guys see that if you look at the pedigree, every single horse racing today goes back to is a descendant of Secretariat, the legendary.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I thought that was a fun fact.
So Secretariat, yeah. One way or the other, the lineage will win today.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there we go.
That's some lineage.
Yeah, so, all right. Well, we meant to do this last week, but RJ was here, and we had a wide-ranging conversation about other things. He'll be back with us next week. So right now we're going to start off by extending a welcome to a new affiliate. Mary, do you want to share the honors?
Yeah, beautiful area of our country. So a big hello and warm welcome to AM 1340 KOMY Radio in Santa Cruz, California. That's in the Monterey Salinas DMA. That's Media Market 128. And they're so happy to be our 603rd affiliate airing the show across the country that KOMY has decided they're going to broadcast our two-hour show for 3 hours each week.
Wow, we like that.
Interesting.
Well, you know, listen.
I want you guys to think about that for a second.
This.
It's not like a trick statement. No. They're going to re-air hour one a second time on the station.
Yes. But the only thing better than airing this show one time is giving listeners a double helping, right? So, you know, so thank you, KMOY. We appreciate that. Appreciate you being
Love
affiliated with us and us
mm-hmm.
being affiliated with you. By the way, we also just added some new stations to our daily travel commentary in Virginia and Tennessee, and that pushes us to 605. Weekly station, so we appreciate that. I also want to alert all of you that we have new travel polls up on our website. I think they're pretty interesting. They're regarding airports and time you spend there, so go vote. We'll talk about those coming up. But right now, we've got 5 minutes, so we can just jump into the Travel News Roundtable, and let's do that, all right?
Kick us off there, yeah.
All right, I'll kick us off. So, you know, listen, here's where I'll go first. If you follow the news, but if you don't, that's what our job is right now. We're going to tell you the news. We've certainly had a number of discussions on the show about the mid- and long-term future of JetBlue. I personally, I say their CEO, Joanna Garrity, who we've had on the program in the past, she was handed a sinking ship, or certainly a very damaged ship, when she got the job. The former Biden administration, further crippled the airline when they denied the acquisition of Spirit Airlines. We talked about that on the show. And then they killed off the Northeast Alliance they had with American Airlines. Now American is suing JetBlue to recover money they say is owed them from the partnership ending. So where does that leave JetBlue? Well, how about United Airlines? This week, Reuters says that JetBlue is now in talks with United. The report says a deal could be announced before the end of June. That would be the end of the quarter. So perhaps United will be JetBlue's savior. We'll have to see.
Yeah, and I think United would like to get back into New York. I mean, they came in temporarily, and then they pulled back out again.
Well, they're not at JFK.
In 2022. Yeah. Right, they pulled out of JFK. They came back after.
And by the way, they're at Newark, and Newark is having all sorts of trouble canceling flights today.
Tough week, yeah.
Exactly. So,
all right,
anyway.
Well, one of the world's busiest cruise ports that started with the fishing industry in 1953 and grew with tankers and cargo ships supplying orange juice to New York in the late 50s now moves nearly 4 million cruise passengers annually. Port Canaveral announced it's investing $500 million to further expand capacity and improve the port. This is going to be a five-year expansion plan and includes expansion of cruise terminals 5, 10, and 1. And Terminal 5 is projected to grow by 65% after, let's say, again, I'm just quoting here. We all know construction takes longer. They say 16 months. That's pretty ambitious. The terminal will remain open during the construction phase, and this expansion is going to allow that terminal to receive the largest ships that we have, up to a capacity of, I call them the XL ships, 5,600 passengers, so the mega ships.
So, you know, listen, I will say Port Canaveral is going to get a little attention today because, Mary, later in hour two, we're going to do emails, and we have an email coming up from a woman, Georgina, who talks about, she has some questions on cruising. Mm-hmm. She's taking her first cruise today, but out of Port Canaveral, and if you don't know, that's in the Orlando area, which, by the way, we will be there.
That's right.
Coming up in 2 weeks, broadcasting live for our big Let's Go America tour, Orlando. So, Rudy, you've got a lot of time here. What do you want to share with us?
Well, on Monday, Lyft, the rideshare service, is starting a new program called Lyft Silver for senior citizens. They do not specify the age, but it's a special service that you'll be able to click on beginning Monday on your cell phone. And it will feature live phone support with real human beings who will offer, quote, I quote, reassurance and assistance when needed. Apparently, the app interface is easier with just the essentials for booking a ride. And you can share with fellow members or caregivers an ability to track your ride and receive updates when you arrive, if you're one of the silver riders, when you arrive at your destination. And they will send you vehicles that are easier to enter and exit. So if you're of a certain age or of a certain physical ability or lack of total ability, Lyft Silver, I thought, was sort of an interesting. The company in its announcement said, "We poured our hearts into designing this, thinking about those we cherish most." And as an old guy, I appreciate being cherished, even by some corporation.
I like that. Well, interestingly enough, Uber is going in the opposite direction. They're going to be catering to teenagers.
No old people allowed?
Yeah. So
that's true.
So they are, for prom season, they're offering two free rides up to $20.
Well, they are. So we've certainly done our job on the rideshare service there. So Rudy's going Lyft.
Right.
The folks
Uber.
Going to prom. All right, something else I'm going to throw out. About 45 minutes or so southeast of Baltimore in Bowie, Maryland. Rudy, I'm sure you've been there many times. Nice area.
Yep.
Unfortunately, unemployment will be going up there, and fewer travelers will be going as Six Flags is closing their theme park that's there. Okay.
Oh,
my goodness.
The last
rides will occur November 2nd, and the company said this week that the property no longer fits with its strategic long-term future. So if you live in the D.C. area or Baltimore where we have affiliates, you will no longer have Six Flags America or Hurricane Harbor. So go enjoy it this summer because you will not be doing it in the summer of 2026. After this quick sponsors break, Jeff Freeman, also in D.C. area, we're going to be headed to. He's the CEO of the U.S. Travel Association. He returns to our national airwaves. Chief Travel Leader conversation begins in 3 minutes.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Moms are always on the go, juggling work, family, and everything in between. This Mother's Day, treat her to Raycon's Everyday Earbuds at buyraycon.com/carry. She deserves a moment to relax, recharge, and enjoy her favorite music, podcasts, and calls in crystal clear sound. The latest model is better than ever with a 32-hour battery and multi-point connectivity, and they're just half the price of other premium brands. Right now, get up to 20% off site-wide at buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
If annual doctor's appointments are important to you, there's one simple lifestyle change you can make, and you're going to feel the difference. Enjoy a delicious glass of doctor-formulated Field of Greens each day, and I promise you, you're going to feel terrific. Plus, your doctor's going to notice your improved health or your money back. This listener wrote, "The best blood work I've had in a decade. My doctor said, whatever you're doing, keep doing it." So let's get you started today with 20% off at fieldofgreens.com and use code CARRY. Or as always, you can go to our show website, rmworldtravel.com, under sponsors.
If you have aging concerns and you've noticed stiff joints, poor sleep, or other issues, C15, found at fatty15.com/carry, has been proven to strengthen cells, and it's a key longevity-enhancing nutrient, meaning it can help slow biological age at a cellular level. Developed by a doctor in collaboration with the U.S. Navy, Fatty 15 is on a mission to optimize your C15 levels to help you live healthier and longer. Get 15% off their 90-day subscription starter kit by going to fatty15.com/carry. Use that code CARRY or head to rmworldtravel.com for a link. Moms are always on the go, juggling work, family, and everything in between. This Mother's Day, treat her to Raycon's Everyday Earbuds at buyraycon.com/carry. She deserves a moment to relax, recharge, and enjoy her favorite music, podcasts, and calls in crystal clear sound. The latest model is better than ever with a 32-hour battery and multi-point connectivity, and they're just half the price of other premium brands. Right now, get up to 20% off site-wide at buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Welcome back, everyone. We are rolling into the B Block now on this May 3rd broadcast. Today, that's going to be the Chief Travel Leader conversation. Mary and I appreciate you being aboard with us out there across the USA. This portion of the program is sponsored by Colette.
If you love traveling like we do, but you don't necessarily love all the travel planning that goes with it, we say go guided with Colette. Since 1918, they've been seeking out the best restaurants, activities, and all kinds of cultural experiences so you get to delight in your destination without the stress of making all the travel plans.
Right now, you can save up to 50% on your travels with their exclusive Spring Air offer. It delivers you more than just your airline seats, as it includes items like private chauffeur service and in-destination transfers as well. Head to Colette.com to book your travels. Use the special code TAKEOFF50 to get the deal and go discover the people, places, and cultures that make travel fun with them. As always, you'll find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right. Robert mentioned today is Chief Travel Leader Conversation Day here on the show, and tomorrow begins National Travel and Tourism Week across our country. So we've invited show friend Jeff Freeman back to the program. He's the CEO of the U.S. Travel Association, and I can see right now Jeff is holding and ready to go. So let's go to Washington, D.C. and connect with him now.
Jeff, good morning. Nice to reconnect with you on air for our Chief Travel Leader Conversation. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
Well, always enjoy having you here with us. You know, Mary mentioned tomorrow begins National Travel and Tourism Week across the nation. We're going to get to that with you today, I promise. But I do want to start off on another topic. This week marked the 100th day of President Trump's return to office. As Elon Musk said during the cabinet meeting on Wednesday, and I quote, "A tremendous amount has been accomplished in the first 100 days, more than has been accomplished in any previous administration ever, period." That's him speaking. Now, most of the folks in the national media, they won't report on the good things happening. There's a faction of our country who will never like or support President Trump, regardless of what he accomplishes. But he did run on an America First agenda. He won, and he's enacting it. So change doesn't happen easily. It takes time. When he says our country has been ripped off for years by others, it's true. Certainly, we know there's a ripple effect, and tourism to America is down currently. We're currently going through this rebalancing period that's creating challenges. I've always felt it would be a seesaw year, and we're seeing that in our own business, I can report. But, you know, I'm confident a year from now, we're all going to be in a good place and seeing the results of fixing, you know, some of the long-standing problems in our country. So as you work with folks there in Washington, D.C., or engage with people in travel across America, what are you hearing that's positive as we move along this year and maybe even into next?
Yeah, I think here's what should give you confidence, and I'll focus on two things. One is coming out of the pandemic, the value that people place on travel is just greater than it was going into the pandemic, and we're seeing that as something that withstands the test of time. People value experiences, memories, more than they do goods. That wasn't always the case, but you see it with live events. You see it with the Taylor Swift effect. You see it with what people are spending to go to sporting events and major music events. People want memories, and that's a strength for travel for many years to come. We're excited about that. I think that will make the industry more resilient, especially as we head into more difficult economic times. That resilience is needed. As I heard one person say, you know, when you look at Maslow's hierarchy of needs, it was in the past, travel was disposable, dispensable, wasn't something you needed. It has moved in the right direction on that hierarchy of needs, and therefore I think when times are tough, people will sacrifice other things and put travel more at the top of their list. So that's one really good thing we've got going for us, and that isn't just in the United States, it's around the world. The second thing I think we've got going for us is this administration has acknowledged the antiquated nature of our air travel system in a way that no administration before them has, and we're grateful for that. They're really leaning into the need to build a modern-day system with modern-day technology, the right type of air traffic control. Secretary Duffy at the Department of Transportation in particular has been a leading advocate here, a strong proponent for making the investments we need to make. We value the partnership we have with Secretary Duffy. It is obviously unfortunate that what really triggered this was an awful and tragic event outside Washington, D.C. with the crash earlier this year. Mm-hmm. It's also fair to say that it would be terribly unfair and a missed opportunity to not seize on that moment and do what needs to be done to build a better air traffic control system. And we're thrilled that the administration is taking the lead in doing that.
And do you feel the administration is working concretely on that in terms of coming up with strategies? They did do a big recruitment strategy. The FAA did.
Yeah, the air traffic control. He's
hire more
on
people, but the training certainly, you know, will take some time.
Yeah, no, I heard Secretary Duffy's comments yesterday, and he's been vocal about the need to bring in new air traffic controllers, mm-hmm. offering bonuses now for people that want to be air traffic controllers, mm-hmm. acknowledging it's going to take several years to get the numbers where they need to go. We get it. We get that these things take time. We get that we dug a deep hole. Unfortunately, the last Secretary of Transportation spent more time focused on, I think, things that sounded good, finding mm-hmm. airlines, creating new fees, doing things that were very populist, but didn't get to the root of the problems, didn't solve what really ails our air traffic control system. Secretary Duffy is taking the courageously here, because it takes time, taking the risks, seizing the moment to go build something new. That's a big endeavor, and we understand that.
Absolutely. So, Jeff, let's move on to something that passed recently in the House, the Fee Transparency in Travel, the Hotel Fee Transparency Act. We've talked about this a lot on the show. This affects travelers directly. Within that bill, they also passed the American Museum Tourism Act, which is going to direct the National Travel and Tourism Office to promote travel to America's music-related cities and sports attractions, and we have quite a few coming up soon. Let's hope the Senate approves it and it gets to the president's desk for signature soon. Talk about what the fee transparency in travel is going to mean for online booking companies and travelers.
Yeah, whether it's for hotels or online booking companies, what it means is more transparency, more upfront disclosure as to what the actual rate is when you're booking a room or some other type of travel experience. Now, the truth is, the major companies in the hotel space and in the online travel space, they've been doing this for several years. They recognized where this was going, consumer angst about the issue, a desire to see upfront what the total rate was. I think there were some outliers in the industry who were more aggressive in trying to, some might say, you know, trick the consumer. And I think it was really the biggest hotel companies, the biggest OTAs that led the way in being a consumer champion here and saying, let's have a level playing field in what is disclosed and how it's disclosed. What I love about this is because we have now clarity, because we have or will have a law here, we get the lawyers out of this. You know, we get those who wanted to turn this into something where they're constantly suing hotel companies and others. Pretending to be promoting the interests of the consumer. We get that out of the way here. We've got a level playing field when this bill gets done, and I think it will. And that's good. That's good for all the consumers, and it's good for the travel companies as well.
All right, so listen, Real ID was passed by Congress 20 years ago when George W. Bush was president. We've talked about it on this show with you. I know your predecessor, Roger Dow. How something that's rather straightforward has taken 20 years to enact is beyond me. But Wednesday, May 7th, this Wednesday, Real ID, it's a reality for all. There is an apparent movement by some to try to avoid it. But in short, this is simply a federal accepted form of ID. Most commonly, it's going to be a driver's license that meets specific security standards, and it's going to be required to fly and enter federal buildings. So now that Wednesday is almost here, Jeff, any thoughts on Real ID?
You know, I'm of two minds on this issue. The one side, which I think is very consistent with what you just said, is it's been 20 years. People have had ample opportunity to go get a qualifying driver's license. And at some point, you become the boy who cried wolf if you're out there asking for delay on real ID. So I completely understand the need to have full implementation. On the other hand, we still have too few Americans that have a real ID. I think it's only about 50% of Americans that have real ID. Now, it's a larger chunk of travelers that have a real ID. But still, if we have a lot of people going into TSA lines who are unprepared, it's not just going to affect them. It's going to affect every traveler in line behind them, right? It's going to slow the entire process. So I do hope, and we are in discussions with the Department of Homeland Security, that as we implement this, there is some flexibility in early implementation to give people kind of a one strike to go get the ID for their next trip. There are ways to do this that are not as cut and dry that I think can help make sure that the travel process continues to be as efficient as possible. So, again, I'm of two minds. I completely understand why we need full implementation and people have had plenty of time. At the same time, we can't ignore the fact that 50% of Americans are unprepared, and it would have very detrimental effects on travel and the economy if we went cold turkey to full implementation overnight.
If we ever wanted to know what's wrong with government, or maybe why DOGE or whatever is needed out there, 20 years to get something going, I mean, it says it all. It's a head-scratcher, but Jeff, listen, we're coming up on a hard break, and so we have a few more things we want to discuss with you. We're going to hold you over for the C block next, so please stay right where you are. We'll continue when we return. Folks, after this bottom-of-the-hour break, our Chief Travel Leader conversation with U.S. Travel Association CEO Jeff Freeman continues. The NCF is coming up in about 30 minutes. Listener emails will also answer today. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
If you're a yo-yo dieter, you should know that that can be dangerous. It can actually increase your risk of health issues, including heart attacks, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and others. Lean Weight Loss is a natural studied supplement that helps maintain a healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings, and burn fat. If you're tired of losing weight and gaining it back, Lean was created for you. Give Lean, L-E-A-N, a try at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com, and you'll get 20% off with the code CAREY, C-A-R-E-Y. TakeLean.com. RMWorldTravel.com has a direct link. We all need routines that bring us calm in a chaotic world. For millions of Americans, arming their Simply Safe home security system is more than just a step in their daily routine. It's a moment of peace. Simply Safe pairs cutting-edge technology with 24/7 professional monitoring to deliver that peace of mind. So visit simplysafe.com/carry to claim 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan. That's simplysafe.com/carry, because there's no safe like Simply Safe.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Thank you, Craig. We do indeed welcome all of you back, everyone. Today's Chief Travel Leader conversation continues for this C-Block, and we're sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations.
And here's another way to go enjoy yourself when you travel, because as part of the growing Hilton portfolio of brands, Hilton Grand Vacations provides premier travel experiences. You're going to find over 200 resorts out there ready for you, including Orlando, where we're going to be in a few weeks for another big Let's Go America tour and live remote. They provide spacious, upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities.
Yeah, they absolutely do. Folks, wherever travel takes you, find more information, show specials at HiltonGrandVacations.com or connect through RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors. All right, Mary, since we've asked him to stay on, let's get back to U.S. Travel Association CEO Jeff Freeman.
Yeah, Jeff, thanks for staying with us. So when I introduced you last segment, I did share one of the reasons we invited you to join us today is because tomorrow begins National Travel and Tourism Week across America. And I think many people who aren't as connected to the industry as we all are, they may think of travel, it may mean a vacation or a business trip, but it really is such an important fuel for our economy and economies around the world. So talk with us about some things that you and the team are doing for National Travel and Tourism Week, and kind of give us status of the industry and your opinions on it right now.
Yeah, Mary, it's so timely. And I was speaking with a reporter from CNBC earlier, and we were talking about travel to the United States. And he said, well, tell me about these tourists. And I had to explain to him, it's not all tourists. you know, 30% of the people that go to the Consumer Electronics Show are international visitors. These are people coming to look at U.S. products, go home, tell people about those products. It happens all the time with trade shows and other business opportunities. Travel really is something that supports all aspects of our economy, and it's much more serious than just a good vacation now and then. That's the message we try to get across during National Travel and Tourism Week, something that empowers our destinations around the country, the various companies that are in the industry, to really highlight the economic impact, the social impact, the community impact of what travel is all about. So we're thrilled to be able to arm our partners around the industry with the tools they need to highlight travel, and they'll be doing that over the next week. We're thrilled to have this opportunity every May, and we're excited to see the industry come together and talk about what's happening in the industry today. And I think when we look at the industry today, to your question, there are a lot of good things happening, right? As I said in our first segment, the demand to travel, the desire to travel is still there. On the other hand, there's no doubt that we are confronting some headwinds right now that we have not seen since the pandemic. We're seeing Americans tighten their belts a little bit. There's more uncertainty that's out there. You have seen that recently as some of the airlines have pulled their guidance. They are not sure what the rest of the year is going to look like. We've seen a modest dip in the number of people going through TSA each day, which is a sign that people are pulling back. Where we're really feeling the pinch right now, though, is with foreign travelers coming into the country. We've all heard the talk about Canada, but it's bigger than Canada. Last month, we were down 17% in Western Europe. We were down 10% in Latin America. We were down in Asia, which is hard to do, given that we've been down so much coming out of the pandemic with Asia. But we were down in all these markets. In Canada, we were down about 26% by car, about 10% by air. So there is concern around travel to the United States. These travelers are incredibly important. The overseas travelers spend 8 times more than the average American spends when they travel. So they're really critical to our economy. And when you dig in, why is it that these travelers aren't coming? There are a variety of reasons, right? We've got the strong dollar. Other countries might have a weak currency. The Easter holiday was in April this year, unlike March of last year, which affects travel a couple points. But the one thing that we can't deny is there is increasing coverage overseas that is creating a degree of concern about travel. There's a sense that if I come to the United States, the risk of being detained, of having my devices searched, of maybe even being deported back to my country, that risk is rising. And as crazy as that sounds to me, and I'm sure many of your listeners, you can't argue with perception. If that's what people perceive.
Yeah, it's a messaging issue, no question.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, but then we have a perception problem, and we just need to make sure that we address that. You know, I've said in other areas that we all understand the importance of fair trade. We all embrace the need for a secure border. We also have to have the third leg of the stool, which is a welcome mat for our legal visitors with clear explanation of our policies, a desire to see them come. All of these three things can happen. We just need to make sure they're happening simultaneously.
Well, and I think that we will, like I said earlier, I mean, you know, change takes time, and as things are being enacted, I think that we will see that. And certainly because, listen, at the end of the day, when you think about what travel means, right, to America, folks may be wondering out there. I mean, it's almost about a $3 trillion economic footprint. I think 1 in 10 or 1 in 11 jobs depend on travel in this country. Yeah. So it's a big deal when you think about it out there. But, you know, one thing we know for sure coming next year, it's America's 250th, right? We're going to have a lot of celebrations going on and so forth. We've got the World Cup coming. So travel to America is going to come back, and it's going to grow. We're just going to have to see, you know, we're on this period right now where we're rebalancing, as I said. So it's going to be what it's going to be. Jeff, you know, I'm looking at the clock. We only have about 20 seconds or so left with you, so it would be unfair to ask you another question. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to thank you very much for joining us on this Saturday morning. Always time well spent when we connect with you. And our best to you, to the U.S. Travel Association team, and we hope you enjoy the rest of the weekend, all right?
Thank you so much, and thank you for what you guys do to promote travel. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks, Jeff, for all your advocacy in the industry.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Mary. Well, listen, good conversation with Jeff today.
Always good.
When we're down there in D.C. in June, we need to try to connect in person with him. Always appreciate his candor and good information, as always.
Yes. All right. Well, we're headed into another sponsor's break in 10 minutes. Robert and I are going to take you to Barbados. But up next, Rudy's going to delve into staying healthy across time zones. The show returns in 3 minutes. Yeah.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
If annual doctor's appointments are important to you, there's one simple lifestyle change you can make, and you're going to feel the difference. Enjoy a delicious glass of doctor-formulated Field of Greens each day, and I promise you, you're going to feel terrific. Plus, your doctor's going to notice your improved health or your money back. This listener wrote, "The best blood work I've had in a decade. My doctor said, whatever you're doing, keep doing it." So let's get you started today with 20% off at fieldofgreens.com and use code CARRY. Or as always, you can go to our show website, rmworldtravel.com, under sponsors.
We all need routines that bring us calm in a chaotic world. For millions of Americans, arming their Simply Safe home security system is more than just a step in their daily routine. It's a moment of peace. Simply Safe pairs cutting-edge technology with 24/7 professional monitoring to deliver that peace of mind. So visit simplysafe.com/carry to claim 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan. That's simplysafe.com/carry, because there's no safe like Simply Safe.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of our award-winning program is sponsored by ReliefFactor.com. You know, we've enjoyed a long-standing relationship with the Relief Factor team and Dr. Jerry Mixon for 11 years now. This is a terrific product that everyone in our audience can use, and we ask you to support them. If pain is affecting your life, we've got the perfect remedy to get you feeling good again, to get you moving better, sleeping better, and feeling more alive. Simply make Relief Factor part of your life. This daily supplement fights pain naturally. It doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Just like we have, more than a million people have turned to this product to feel the difference it can make in your life. So join us. Give their three-week quick start a trial. It's only $19.95, or looking at it another way, it's less than a dollar a day. Just takes a phone call to 800-4-RELIEF, R-E-L-I-E-F, or you can visit ReliefFactor.com, and you'll start feeling better in 3 weeks or less. And every day you feel better is a better day for you to live. ReliefFactor.com, or find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, if you travel internationally or are planning to, you know jet lag is one of those things that comes with flying across multiple time zones. There are dozens of products and techniques to combat that draggy feeling you have when your normal sleep pattern is thrown off balance. But our next guest has some common sense rules to make life a bit easier.
Nazir Yassin is an entrepreneur with a law degree and an MBA degree from Northwestern University, as well as an engineering degree from Georgia Tech. He's a former Goldman Sachs exec and current investor in new companies in developing countries. But he says a personal spiritual journey during COVID led him to create a spiritual and mental health app called Sol, S-O-L, which is meant to promote well-being. And as a world traveler, jet lag fell into that category. Mr. Yassin, welcome to the show. Let's get right to it. You have several easy things we can all do to lessen the impact of flying across six or more time zones to Europe, or even 12 time zones to Europe.
Yeah. So, you know, for over 10 years, I flew 500,000 miles or more per year, which is, you know, a lot of airtime. So unfortunately, I'm quite familiar with jet lag and how to combat it. And really, you know, it comes down to, you know, trying to organize your inner life and your outer life while you're traveling. And so you need to do things to help your outer self when you travel. You need to exercise and sleep well and try to eat well, but you also got to do things to help your inner life. You know, you got to help your mind and your heart and your soul, and just kind of, you know, keep yourself inspired and mentally tuned in while you're traveling too.
So you don't do any special diet beforehand or take any particular pill while crossing time zones?
No, absolutely not. You know, keep your normal diet. Try to keep on as consistent an eating schedule as possible while you're traveling. What I like to do when I travel is one of the first things I do to kind of reset my body clock is just have a quick workout of some sort. It could just be a short walk. It could be, you know, at the hotel gym. It could be go for a quick run around the block of wherever it is you're staying. That really helps to set, you know, reset your body clock. And then do things that help your inside life too, right? Try to do a meditation or a breathing exercise or journal, or, you know, try to reach out. I mean, traveling is lonely. So try to reach out to a friend or your wife or your husband or, you know, significant other. You know, try to read something inspirational to kind of lift your spirits. And so, you know, taking care of your inner life is just as important as taking care of your outer life when you're traveling too.
Well, what do you do on your flight and what do you do when you land? I mean, when you get on the plane, do you set your clock to the time of your destination and try to acclimate to that?
No, I try to maintain my existing sleep schedule as much as possible. So if it's like an afternoon takeoff, I'll try to go to sleep at night, you know, in my time zone, and then just try to wake up, you know, at whatever the you know, morning or early part of the day is in the destination where I'm going to. So try to sync the two time zones as much as possible in terms of your sleep schedule. And if at all possible, avoid eating in the airport. Try and grab something to eat at home before you go to the airport. I mean, you know, it's little things like avoiding processed foods and things like that. Just, you know, trying to eat as healthy as possible, which you should do in your everyday life too. But it matters even more when you're traveling, because when you're traveling, you're under a lot of duress. It's you know, we've been traveling as a species for tens of thousands of years, and journeys are always quite taxing. You know, even if these days journeys are only hours, not days or weeks or months, they still have a lot of impact on your body and on your brain. And you got to, you know, take a little extra precaution to prevent long-term damage.
20 seconds are left. An easy question. So you leave at 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock at night from the United States. You land in Europe at 7 or 8 in the morning. By 1 or 2 in the afternoon, I'm ready for a nap. Should I take that nap?
Absolutely. Naps are good
for
you.
Okay. All right. Some people say, no, just keep going, push on through the night. Others say, take the nap. I'm going to go with you and with your both inner and outer advice for safe travels. I thank you very much. Sol is actually an app, S-O-L. Look at it. Go look at it. Get it from your app store. There's lots more there about having purpose in your life and how to live a better life generally. The founder of that is Nazir Yassin. Nazir, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
With four segments of the show now behind us, as Mary and I jump into the e-block, we're sponsored by TravelGuard.com/Gary.
Helping millions of travelers prepare for the unexpected, including so many in this audience across the country, they provide award-winning travel insurance with 24/7 emergency assistance. So whether your next adventure is a long or short getaway, international or domestic, Travel safe, travel smart, travel like we do with a plan from TravelGuard.com/carry.
You know, packing a Travel Guard travel insurance plan equates to successful travel. It safeguards you against many unknowns that can create issues. They also offer wedding bundles, pre-existing medical coverage, pet bundles, rental vehicle damage, a lot more. Go get the customized coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry before you travel, or find a direct link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, 7 weeks ago, Robert and I were broadcasting live from Grenada at this time aboard the Seabourn Ovation for the big Let's Go America Tour Caribbean cruise. That cruise ended in Barbados, and we chose to spend a little time on the island, and we stayed at the Hilton Barbados Resort. It's in a great location on Needham's Point in St. Michael, and during our stay, we connected with the property's general manager, Jacques Montiel, and other members of the team. The property really surprised us in a good way, so we invited Jacques to join us on the show today. He's connecting with us now via Google Meet.
Jacques, well, nice to see you again. We love doing this through Google Meet. I appreciate you joining us on the show today.
Thank you, sir. It was great meeting you, and good to see you again, Robert and Mary.
Well, good to see you.
Likewise.
Thank you very much, Jacques. Appreciate that. Listen, we had a good time when we were there at your property back in March. As Mary said, it surprised us in a good way. I know we share some history involving the Hilton Waikoloa Village Resort in Hawaii, but you decided to move to Barbados to run this Hilton Resort about 3 years ago now. I want you to talk about what attracted you to the opportunity and the property and how much you enjoy living there on the island.
You know, what attracted me most of Barbados is a hidden secret nowadays. You know, it's starting to be discovered. It's an island that is so simple and unique in all areas, right? It is the safest island in the Caribbean. I'm pretty comfortable saying that. Mm-hmm. And the people are just truly hospitable. You know, it's a very unique environment. The island is complete full of heritage and history and folklore. You just don't get bored here. So it was such an appealing place to move.
Yeah, well, our listeners know that I love Hawaii, but Jacques, I was very happy in Barbados. Great island.
And I love the beach.
And like you said, a lot of heritage. So when Robert and I met with you and members of your culinary team, you did share with us about the renovations and enhancement that the resort is undergoing. So why don't you give us an update on where you are with that and what's been renovated?
Correct. So all the meeting space just got finished with all the inspiration from the island. So it was actually a local designer, local company who did all the design. Now, for the rest of the year, because we're going on phases, we're renovating the entire fitness center. It is going to be an amazing facility. We're probably one of the largest fitness centers in the Caribbean. We have a membership of over 250 local guests as well. And then we're also going to be rolling the 8th floor, which is a private floor, enhancing. It's more of an upscale experience with concierge and lounge. That is happening this year. As far as next year, we'll be going into all the public areas, including the renovation of the pool, all the pool areas, the main lobby, and the public bathrooms throughout the property. So that is happening next year.
Okay, very nice. And now, for anyone listening who's never visited Barbados, I'd love for you to share a few local recommendations that they must see and include a must-try food in there as well. Unfortunately, we didn't get to Oysen's for fish fry. Would you recommend for people visit for first-timers? Listen,
if you land in Barbados, you know, first of all, you wake up at the Hilton surrounded by three white sand beaches, and you have to visit the Charles Fort. It's a UNESCO World Heritage. It's property of the resort, and it is has gone at complete restoration. We unburied all the cannons. The other thing that I will say is, you know, Barbados is the birthplace of rum. I will definitely visit San Nicolas Abbey. It's a historical plantation where you can see the process of the sugar cane when it goes into brown sugar, molasses, rum. Incredible experience. And also the Harrison Cape. Barbados is very unique. It's a coral island. It's one of the only coral islands in the world. So the Harrison Cave, you go down all the way, and it is incredible experience. And of course, there's 100 things more to do. Here you can visit the rugged coast. We have where the Soup Bowl is. That's a famous surf spot. Oysters, you mentioned it. Mm-hmm. That is where all the fishermen get together, and they come out with all their fish crawls, fish cakes, and the cutters, the famous Barbados fish cutters. They just... Normally, they do aromahi, but it can be any fish. Mm-hmm. They just put it on a homemade bun with some local sauces, and that is a meal.
Everyone
Simple
told us that.
And
exactly right. And listen, and that 17th century Charles Fort that you're talking about, that is built the Hilton Barbados Resort is built around that. It's right there on the property. You don't have to go far. As you said, you have just uncovered all the cannons. It really is something to be seen, and it really does make the property unique in its own right. I also want to mention here, you're very close to Bridgetown. Clearly, when we arrive through the cruise port there, it's very simple. You're also very close to the airport. So any other comments you just want to give? We've got about maybe 20 seconds.
Just to say, once you stay here at the Hilton Barbados, I recommend go and swim with the horses. You know, Barbados has famous horse races, and they every morning they bring all the horses from the Savannah Garrison down to the beach right in front of the hotel.
Yeah.
And it is an incredible experience to swim with these horses.
Well, swim with the horses, and you're right, you do have that historic track there as well. So, Jacques, listen, we appreciate the check-in today. You know, we wish you the best, certainly. We enjoyed meeting you and the team. Best wishes as you continue to improve what's already a terrific property. Stay in touch and enjoy the weekend, okay?
Thank you, both of you, and you're always welcome here.
Thank you very much, Jacques.
Take care.
All right, well, there goes Jacques. What a fun man, Mary. Folks, listen, the Hilton Barbados Resort is how we're going to put a wrap on Hour 1 this week. Look it up online, folks. I mean, again, really did surprise us in such a good way. We had a really good time there. Hour 2 is going to begin in about 7 minutes with the National Communal Forum. Another busy 60 minutes of the show is still to come, so keep those radios locked in. We'll be back with all of you after this top of the hour break. Don't forget, you can catch the show live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.